Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Keeping It Real in Caroline's Kitchen.
We are so pleased to be back. Sophie coming in her fabulous leopard leggings, beautiful leather coat, full of energy, with the boys who are sitting next door watching a movie because the Easter holidays have already started. And Sophie looks as glamorous as ever. Funnily enough, Sophie, yesterday, on Mother's Day, I bumped into Sophie's ex-husband, Alex, with the boys, and we all went and had lunch with my little Nico.
So nice.
And on the street, as we were walking from the noodle and dumpling bar to take the boys to the playground, we bump into some very old friends of Alex's. And I've got to tell you guys, the conversation was pretty much on Sophie's fabulous hair. And even here on a Tuesday, it's raining outside, the hair still looks absolutely beautiful.
I mean, I'm going to take the compliment.
What is it
honestly,
about you, honey?
It's not looking fabulous today. But
looking more than
I
fabulous.
Tell you what I do and what I'm really religious about. Once a week, without fail, I do a hair mask and I try and leave it on for 45 minutes to an hour. And I just find that really keeps your shine. The more hair masks you do, the easier your hair is to style. It just puts back in the elasticity, the moisture. Rather like your skin, if you look after your skin really well, you know you're using good products on it and you're using things that are effective for you, then you have a good outcome. I mean, your skin always looks completely glowing.
Oh, thank you.
And that's because you treat it with love. And I do the same with hair and skin.
So I've got to ask you about your hair. Do you wash it before you put the mask on or do you just wet it and then put the mask on?
No, I wash it. So I do a double wash. I get it really, really clean. I scrub my scalp, which I think is massively important. Scalp care and scalp, taking care of your scalp, I think has a massive impact on the rest of your hair. So for me, when I wash my hair, I really, really get into the scalp and I use shampoos that also treat the scalp. And then after I've washed it, I completely squeeze out all the water. I give a very rough towel dry and then I'll apply the mask only on the ends. I'll tip my head upside down and I'll just smooth it all the way through. I don't brush it because I think if you brush it at that point, you break the hair. Then I put it into a towel. And I go about my day or my evening or whatever it is I'm doing. And actually on Saturday, I didn't have the children. So I got through a whole load of emails that were in my old reply, you know, when you basically get a million emails a day and you can't reply to everybody. So I have my list of things that I kind of save for a weekend or an evening. And I got back to everybody I'd been meaning to get back to you for a while. Finished off any, you know, tied up loose ends and got on with, you know, very productive day. And while I was doing that, I had my hair in a towel and a hair mask. Then I washed it about 45 minutes to an hour later. And I literally cannot even tell you the blow dry I gave myself. It stayed in that voluminous wavy, which is probably why it still looks like I haven't washed it since. It's Tuesday today.
It looks amazing.
And I washed it on Saturday. It's pouring with rain outside. But it's amazing how your hair, if you look after it well, will hold the style, will hold the shine and the volume. And having a good haircut is also massively important.
Absolutely. But I need to know the shampoos and conditioners that you're using because I'm sure a lot of people out there are also wondering.
Yeah. Well, I mix it up. I don't stick to the same thing. And again, I think it's really important to mix up your shampoos. I don't use the same thing all the time because I do find that sometimes product can get stuck in your hair. It can weigh it down. It can add grease or it can dry it out. So I definitely change. I wash my hair probably twice a week and I wash it with two different shampoos that week. I absolutely love the Loewengrip Silver Shampoo. That is an amazing shampoo for lifting up your highlights. It's purple. And the shampoo and conditioner basically...
Does that work on brown hair as well,
yep,
as blonde?
Yep, it does. Wow. And it just really strips away any excess product. And Love and Grip are all about scalp care. So I really trust their shampoos. And then the other day of the week that I wash my hair, I will use something incredibly nourishing. Because the only thing I would say is if you're using a purple shampoo, it does strip your hair back a little bit. Their one is very sensitive, but even so... The second day has to be something very nourishing. So I use a colour-treated shampoo from Kérastase. Or I might use a Wella shampoo, which isn't quite as heavy. It's a little lighter. It's easier to style your hair afterwards. But they have a Colour Brilliance from Wella. And the Kérastase one is a real colour treatment. They both come in pink bottles. Well, the Kérastase one is pink and the Wella one is red. And then... Once a week, as I say, and one of those, I will do the mask. And it's normally when I do the nourishing one. Well, I've got to be honest, you know, I've tried a lot and I'm really liking my Love and Grip one at the moment.
Really?
They've got several. They've got an overnight one, which you spray into your hair. But I actually prefer the one that's very thick, that comes in a tub, that you can either leave on for 10 minutes or 5 hours. And the longer you leave it on, the more elasticity that your hair will have afterwards. And when I say elasticity, that really helps when you're blow drying it at home. As you know, I don't love salon visits. I find it too expensive and too time consuming. Yeah. And frankly, they never give me what I want. Yeah. So I find it frustrating and a total waste of money. Yeah. And blow dry bars are trained to do the tonging. I hate tongs. I've tried them. It's not a look that that suits me. I know it looks amazing on you. It just doesn't suit my hair. It strips it back. It dries it out. It burns it. And it doesn't give me a lovely bouncy wave, which is what I love. I know I'm old school and I get criticized for not changing my hair up.
Oh, no, it's beautiful.
But
never,
I'm like,
ever,
you know
ever
what?
Take that criticism.
I like the way I do my hair and I'm going to stick to it. So
good for you.
I appreciate all
Who
the
cares
comments.
About all the trends and fads? I love
it's
the fact that you stick to what works for you.
What suits you is what you should stick to. And of 100%. Course, sometimes I get bored of it. But at the same time, I know... that if you've got good hair and good skin, you can pretty much wear whatever you like and it's going to look good. So that's basically my hair summary for the day.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. But the first thing you said when you walked in today was that you're doing a bit of a reset. What's that all about?
Well, you know, funny enough, we've been talking so much about what we're eating. Mm-hmm. And I was getting really frustrated. As I said, I think I told you I was plateauing at Paula's Body Bar. Couldn't really see any results. And last summer, I was going for it, eating really well, and my body was developing lovely definition. And I was feeling really good about it because I was working hard and I was seeing results. Now, when you're working hard and you're not seeing the results, it can
feel
be
like you're wasting
really
your time.
Frustrating.
It's so frustrating, of course.
And I'm thinking maybe I should try something else. Maybe this isn't working for me. Maybe I need to do more cardio. Maybe I need to start running again. And then I was having a chat with my gorgeous girlfriend, Georgie Sperling, who has developed her own series of bar. And I'll take you to one of her classes, actually.
Oh,
and
right.
She was the one that introduced me to Paola's Body Bar all those years ago.
Oh, wow.
And she said to me, so why? Why do you feel so frustrated? And I said, well, do you remember last summer when we were working out all the time together? I was feeling great. I was wearing, you know, those little cut-off tops and not feeling conscious of my tummy hanging out. And now I hate my tummy again.
Oh, me too. Tell
so
me
it's
about
gone
it.
Back. I've taken a massive step back. And I said to her, why? And
but she darling,
said,
I saw you this morning modeling your all-in-one blue jean suit.
Yeah, but that's
and
underclothes.
You were
and
rocking
actually, that's
it.
Something else I wanted to talk
and
about.
And you actually
today.
Looked so, I remember thinking, wow, you look in such good shape.
Well, I'm not skinny. I don't want to be skinny. I feel strong. But there are bits of me that I feel frustrated about. Anyway, we decided that I was going to change up my diet because I have changed nothing in my exercise regime, but I have tweaked my diet.
In what
I've
way?
Been doing much more vegetable-based meals, much more vegetarian-based, more potatoes, more carby, you know, carby things, basically.
Like what?
Like potatoes, like sweet potatoes, like pasta, like yeah. bread. So, and I cut that out last summer. Anyway, I
you
tried.
You cut potatoes, bread,
And all pasta. The big heavy carbs I cut out.
But darling heart, you cannot cut potato and sweet potato out. They say that
I will
potato...
eat sweet potato. But listen,
you'll eat sweet potato.
I will eat sweet potato. I basically have cut this out since we had this conversation, and I'm seeing results. And I cannot believe it. And this is why I'm saying it's so important to
follow. So what did you have for breakfast today?
Your body type. Today I had eggs and smoked salmon.
And normally you would have had a piece of toast to go with it.
Normally I would have had smashed avocado on toast with chili and right. salt, which I love.
Yeah.
And I will treat myself to that once a week, but I was okay. having it every single day.
Okay. So you're going to have a cheat day where you're going to have your bread.
Of course, cheat days are absolutely essential.
Oh, I think so
too. You cannot deprive yourself of the stuff you love.
I agree.
And even, you know, I'm not saying I'm going to do this every single day, because sometimes if I really feel like smashed avocado on toast, then of course I'm going to have it and then eat something healthier in the evening. But I decided I was going to really stick to more of a high protein diet, and I cannot tell you how much better I'm feeling. My energy, I don't feel lethargic, I don't feel foggy, I don't feel any of those things I was feeling when I was loading myself up with carbs. And I think it's my body type. I really do. I think we're very different.
So you're saying that your body can't deal so well with carbs?
No, and I have to eat them at a certain time if I'm going to eat them, and that is after a workout. Yesterday after my workout, I had a small bowl of quinoa, broccoli and carrots. Steamed carrots and broccoli, delicious, with a little bit of quinoa, lots of salt and pepper and some chili flakes. And that was...
A little bit of olive oil?
A little bit of olive oil, and that was my breakfast. Mm. And it was delicious. Oh, wow. So I took my carbs then. Then for lunch, I had a piece of salmon on its own.
And then, veg?
No veg. And then for supper...
With lemon and olive oil and salt
and a bit of chili sauce. And then for supper, I did a chicken breast with loads of broccoli.
Wow.
And that's what I'm sticking to. I'm going to try not to have too many vegetables in one day, but when I have them, I'm going to give myself a hard hit of them. I'm going to eat my carbs in the morning after my workout if I feel I need them. And I think carbs are really important if you're working out a lot. You have to eat them. As you say, the sweet potato is amazing as well. Some evenings I have a sweet potato on its own with some other vegetables, but I'm going to try and have more protein. And it's honestly made me feel so much better.
And what about teas and coffees? And what about when you need that sweet kick?
I drink a lot of tea. I drink a lot of tea. I mean, I should probably cut down. I am... an English breakfast tea addict. I love it. I can't get enough of it. I have to wake up with one and I have to go to bed with a decaffeinated one.
Oh, delicious. Yeah. And how do you have it?
Always with milk and honey. Delicious. Real milk.
Yeah.
I cannot stand it with any of the almond, soy or anything.
Yeah.
I love a chai tea with soy milk or almond milk.
Delicious.
But normal tea has to be with cow's milk for me. And then the other thing that I treat myself to once a week instead of breakfast is my delicious coffee frappuccino, which I did yesterday and I forgot.
You made it at home?
I made it at home.
How do you make it?
And I had coffee and somebody actually said, I thought you don't drink coffee. And I said, I don't. But this, you know, this is coffee based.
How delicious.
It's half a cup of Nescafe. Very, you know, if you're a coffee drinker, it is... It's probably a real no-no, but I do like Nescafe if I'm going to drink coffee. So it's half a cup of instant coffee, 2 to 3 large cups of almond milk or soy milk. Or
cow milk?
No, I wouldn't do it. I think it would be too milky.
Okay.
But my favorite is actually oat milk with it.
Oh, and the Oatly, how good is that?
So good. A splash of maple syrup, 1 date, remove the pip. A handful of ice cubes, a splash of vanilla essence, and blend it. Oh, and I forgot the most important ingredient, 2 big heaped tablespoons of the Great Lakes collagen powder, which again is great for hair, skin, and nails. Blend it together in your food processor, and it is honestly like drinking heaven. It is unreal.
It sounds amazing.
And it's a meal in itself. And if you wanted to make that a proper meal, you could add a protein scoop or a banana or something else. But actually, sometimes it's just nice to have those bare ingredients. And that's from Lizzie Loves Healthy, who came on our podcast.
I love it.
So yeah, so you've
been doing that for a few days and you feel fab.
I feel amazing. And I just wanted to say it's so to do with your body type. I know we're given so much advice. There are fads, there are trends. There are just so many different rules and tips and everything. But I think yes, do your research. Yes, listen to what's good for you. Yes, yeah. Factor different things into your life, but then follow what really suits you.
Yeah, and I think it's really important actually also to connect to your body and really and go inside and ask yourself, does this actually really feel right for me or not? Because you know what? It doesn't matter if it's the right thing to do right now. It might not be the right thing to do for you. Mm. Sophie and I last week went to this wonderful event with American exercise guru Peebles. And we met a few very active women there. Mm. Beautiful, beautiful bodies. And one of the girls, Caroline, that I was speaking to, her diet is pretty much just fruit for the big majority and vegetables.
And that suits her. And she looks amazing.
She looks amazing. Yeah. She doesn't like to use fat. Mm. She said she uses linseed sometimes. She uses a few nuts. Mm. And she goes through 30 dates a day.
See, I would be ill if I had 30 dates a day.
It's really, really interesting. And I would be ill if I did a juice cleanse.
Yeah.
Because I, for example, cannot do the just fruit and veg in a day. Mm. I pass out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's got to be what suits you. Yeah. And take a pinch of salt with everything. You know, I know what is good for us, but just do what you feel is going to give you the best results. And for me, if I'm working out every day, I do want to see results because it makes me feel good about myself and I don't want to feel like I've plateaed in any way, shape or form.
Yeah,
that brings me on to my next point, which I wanted to quickly bring up.
Yeah.
I just have had some great feedback and some negative feedback about something hilarious that I did on Instagram, which was this little fashion edit for updating your spring wardrobe. And I did it tongue-in-cheek.
And I loved it.
I did it tongue-in-cheek. I'm a 43-year-old woman. I don't think I'm top model material, but I'm perfectly happy with who I am. And I think if you can't mix it up a bit and try something new and be a bit daring sometimes, then what's the point of living?
So Sophie, I just risks. Need to rewind a little bit. Were you criticized?
Well, not criticized. I mean, I just had some hilarious feedback.
Like what?
Like I was doing like awful dancing on, you know, like, what are you doing kind of thing. And I did laugh.
But it was adorable. But I mean,
Julia, my absolutely amazing right-hand intern, who I have no idea how she came to me. It's like heaven sent her. And she's the most gorgeous person in the whole world. And she said, you know, I was in such a happy place because I'd gone and bought a couple of new pieces in my wardrobe. And that high you get when you finally treat yourself to something new and you've been really careful with your money and suddenly you get something and you put it on and it makes you feel fantastic. It gives you a spring in your step. Gives you the confidence. It just makes you feel happy and like you've achieved something. You can afford to go shopping and buy something new. And it's a double whammy. Honestly, I had the best day when I bought that because I haven't shopped in so long.
And Julia. So happy.
And Julia said to me, why didn't you share it? Because it is, you know, it's really nice to pick up your spring wardrobe. And I said, no, we can't do it. I can't pretend to, you know, whatever. And she said, no, I honestly think you should do it. So we did it. And we had we were on the floor laughing at me trying to pull it off. And it was fun. And it was a new thing and it was experimenting. And some things work and others don't. But if you never try, you're never going to live your life to the max.
But you know what also, Sophie, at the end of the day, you know, it's like, I don't know if you ever remember Girls Just Want to Have Fun, one of Sarah Jessica Parker's first movies, where she's one of the first people I recall in my life singing into a hairdryer. And, you know, it's having fun.
It's having fun. It's
at the end of the
life.
Day, how can you criticize when someone is
Absolutely.
Just having fun?
I couldn't agree more. And I just think you've got to live your life the way you want to live it. Don't let anyone or anything hold you back. Sometimes be a little bit crazy and do something out of the box and have a giggle. You know, it's you can't be dead serious all the time. And my life is not always easy. It can be a massive challenge. And it is quite scary when I'm waiting for clients to pay me and, you know, deadlines are coming in that I need to be committed to paying. And, you know, it's not always easy. It's not all a bed of roses, but you've got to enjoy those moments where you're having fun.
Darling, 100%. And I think social media, and this is something that I was talking to a friend of mine about yesterday. You know, social media is a place where you can inspire people, but it's also a place where a lot of people have made careers who, you know, people who really wanted to be models or really wanted to work in TV or really wanted to work in design.
And I love that aspect, yeah.
And the way the world used to be, they wouldn't have been able to be your typical model or actor or TV presenter for that matter.
And now that they have a platform.
Yeah. Where they all of a sudden can be Instagrammers, influencers, mm-hmm. do their dream under different circumstances.
And actually, do you know, for me, I follow some really lovely ladies who are mums and who look amazing. And I'd rather get an inside scoop from real people than I would from people who look absolutely incredible and, you know, who have loads of money to spend on it or have the gift of being completely stunningly beautiful. And I think it's really nice to have a combination of both, you know, to have the real and the experts and the models and everything else and, you know, mix it up, which is the opportunity that Instagram has given. But I mean, anyone who knows me knows that I absolutely don't think I'm an amazing, you know, model, and I do keep it real, and it is warts and all, and it's not all glitz and glamour, and, you know, life is tough sometimes, but I really believe take those moments of fun and frivolousness and have fun and live your life to the max, because we only get one shot and you've 100%. Got to enjoy it.
And you know what? You made that Donna Ida denim all in one not only look fabulous, but I think you've probably also inspired a lot of your followers to actually just go and have some fun.
Exactly. And that's
for the hell of it.
You know, well, if we're going to talk about fashion update, I mean, that's what I think is really great about denim, is you can pretty much do anything you like with denim. And these new jumpsuits that have come out, they've been around for a while, but they seem to sort of get reinvented and do something, you know, styled differently. And I just think it's so fun to get a piece where you feel a little bit sassy and a little bit different and a little bit
fabulous,
you know, edgy. And I can't recommend a denim jumpsuit enough, actually.
But darling heart, you know what? You gave me the whole vibe. You made it look as if you felt fabulous and you were celebrating your happiness. And that was just awesome.
And to be honest, you know, the majority of feedback was absolutely wonderful, as it always is, from my absolutely divine followers who I love and adore and who I'm so thankful for. And on the, you know, for the most part, it's always positivity. And actually, that's something I think is so important and we do forget sometimes. Women supporting women, women pushing each other up, encouraging each other, not being competitive with each other, pushing each other forward, helping each other through the highs and the lows, and, you know, just being supportive and inspiring for each other. And I love all these new movements that are going on at the moment with women supporting women. I think it's a massively important thing. It's a big scary world out there, and we do have to watch each other's backs.
I mean, poor Theresa May right now.
I know.
I mean, that is, can you imagine? I feel as if we're going through a really weird stage in Great Britain, and I know that everyone is probably bored beyond about this whole Brexit thing, but I've got to say that how extraordinary that such a power country can be in such a delicate situation. And it just really shows that, you know, life is really tough.
Absolutely. And I also think,
and
you know,
for politicians as well. And what seems like a really good idea one day is a terrible idea the next day when you wake up to reality.
And there's a strong woman for you. I mean, my gosh. I mean, whether you agree with her or not, for her faults, for her successes, for everything else, she has stood and withheld her composure and her outlook and her message. I mean, poor woman was put in this job. She was given a mission and she was told what she needed to do. And she didn't have a choice. She had to be in that position. And I have to say, as a woman, I take my hat off to her for her stamina and her resilience. I don't really want to comment on what I think about Brexit. I don't think it should be happening. I think it's a nightmare. I don't know how we even got to this point, to be honest. But
I agree.
I still take my hat off to her. I think she's an incredibly...
Can you imagine waking up in her body every morning and probably thinking, oh my God, I can't bear another day. I don't want to get out of bed.
I don't know how she does it.
She doesn't have that choice.
She doesn't have a choice, and she has to fight this battle pretty much single-handedly. Mm-hmm. She's lost many supporters, and I mean, she's probably got a handful left, and she's still going for it. And it's like, oh my gosh, what? She must just be dying to retire. I just can't even imagine.
To resign.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's a really tough one. It's a really tough one. And I think with this whole Brexit thing, you know, big transition is happening, Sophie.
I know, it's frightening. You know,
and people are really contemplating, do we stay in this country or do we leave? Mm. Do we stay in our job? Do we change big mm-hmm. aspects of our life? It's a big push to what big change.
Yeah, and what I find so sad is the fact that we've had it so easy. You know, I love travelling around Europe with my boys. I've done road trips, popping down to the south of France, popping over to Italy. It's all at our fingertips. It's so easy. And if Brexit happens, that's all about to change.
Do you know what someone said to me the other day? Do you have an English passport, Caroline? And I said, no, of course not. I have a Danish passport. And they were like, have you even contemplated if Brexit happens, which queue you're going to have to stand in when you come into the country?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really scary. And I just think, you know, in a world that's all about progression and moving forward and uniting and working together and aspiring to be better and bigger, to cut ourselves off, I just find completely counterproductive. I can't imagine why anybody would think it's a good idea. I just can't. I think they need to do a revote. That's my view.
Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Lots of positive feedback from our ex-husbands on or off the menu.
I know. Gosh, that was hilarious.
This whole dating conversation is actually pretty hilarious, full stop. I found myself in these last few months having this desire to watch Sex and the City simply because I just find in these four girls, they're so incredibly different with such different personalities, and I find their dating life hysterical.
It is hysterical. It's
and I love like how they drink anymore, so many though. Cosmopolitans. It really gives me a hunger for Cosmopolitans.
I love it.
Well, no, you were saying, you know, it just isn't that way anymore. And
it isn't.
And I kind of think it is.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. I really do.
Okay, give me some experience. Give me some examples here.
Well, I think, you know, if I'm asked on a date... I will only say yes if it's someone that I am interested, obviously, in getting to know a little bit better. And if it's not someone I'm interested in getting to know better, I will simply say no.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Okay.
And I do find that when I do say yes, I really like it when a man suggests a really nice place to go and have dinner. Mm-hmm. And I love to be picked up in the really old-fashioned way. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we can have a drink here, or sometimes I get picked up and we go straight to wherever we're going. And I do feel that...
So you like being picked up?
I do like being picked up.
What about if somebody sends somebody to pick you up? Like a driver?
Well, I think that's kind of chic too.
Yeah. But you just don't want to make your own way there, ideally.
Well, because, you know, if I go out for dinner, I quite like to have a glass of wine or a martini and don't want to drink and drive.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've never been a big fan of driving in the evening, I've got to
say. Okay, so what do we think about alcohol on dates? Because my whole thing with alcohol is, as you know, I'm a complete lightweight. So if I go on a date, and even more so now, I don't know why, but I can't even drink alcohol really anymore, especially not wine. But if I go on a date, I'm so conscious of what I'm drinking because I don't want to go across to the other side, to the dark side, or to the wild side, or to a side of myself that I don't particularly want to have with me on a date. I want to be myself, totally
but
myself.
But I think, Sophie, if you have like one dirty martini or one spicy margarita or one cosmopolitan and you just drink it slowly and really enjoy it, you don't get drunk from one cocktail.
No, but it does hit me immediately.
But maybe in a way that makes you feel a little bit relaxed and a little bit warm and a little bit wonderful inside. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, on a first date, definitely...
One drink.
Stick to one drink if possible. And you know... Ask questions, but I also find it very telling the kind of questions that they ask in return, because something that's really important to me.
What happens if you're dead silent? Has that ever happened?
Never happened. I've had that experience.
Some really awkward silences.
Oh no.
Oh yes.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. And it is honestly the worst thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. It's just so cringe. I just find dating quite cringe. I don't know why. It's not because I don't like the people I'm going on. Obviously, I'm not going to go on a date with somebody I don't like. But I like to see it as more... I prefer, as I said before, to have male friends that don't expect anything of me. I find the whole expecting...
But I love male friends as well.
Yeah, I find the whole men expecting something from you a bit scary. Maybe because I'm divorced, I don't want to get hurt.
But I'm not sure. I mean, I'm probably really naive, but this whole thing of expecting something, I kind of very much feel that if I'm invited out for dinner by a man, he can expect my company. You know, that is, and should be gift enough in itself.
Yeah.
You know, first time you go and have dinner is about getting to know each other and enjoying each other's company.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And what happens if at the end of your dinner, you decide you don't want to see that person again?
Then
and they
I
do.
Will, then, but then I think I have a very clear way of saying, thank you so much. It was a really lovely evening. Great to see you.
And I'm just really excited to have another male friend.
Well, you know what I would probably do? Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Make it really abundantly clear.
But darling, then it is someone that you want to see again. If you're, you know, you can either say, I'm so excited about having a new male friend, or you can say, thanks for a lovely dinner. And then you go home, and if he texts you, you know, you can in your own way be a little, you can be very nice and very friendly, but make it quite clear that, you know, actually life is precious. There aren't enough hours in a day to spend with people that you're not really interested in spending with. Not everyone.
I love it.
Gels. But not everyone has chemistry for each other.
It's true. It is true.
And instead of being super polite and then ending up having to waste another 4 hours next time you go out for dinner with someone that you really don't wish to spend your time with. I'm really mindful around my time. And I'm really mindful around who I want to spend my time with.
I no longer have
difficulty in saying, no, thank you. If it's, whether it's a big event or a small event, whether it's whatever it might be, I don't have any problem saying no.
I'm going to ask your advice, okay?
Absolutely.
I've got somebody who is absolutely lovely and really good fun, and we have a real giggle together, but that's as far as it goes on my side.
Okay.
And I don't see it going anywhere else. I feel bad because I don't give him the opportunity to show me anything else. But I also feel...
But darling, can I just stop you there? You feel bad for not giving him
the opportunity. But what I'm saying,
darling,
is,
darling heart, he's got to earn your desire.
I don't,
to want
I
to
don't
give him that opportunity. Well, there you go. That's just a fact. Don't feel bad about it.
No, I don't. Okay, I'll reword it. I'll rephrase it. He's asked me for dinner several times, and I've said no politely. I've found excuses of why I can't go. Okay. And he's come back and said, listen, I want to take you somewhere you've never been before just so we can have a fun experience. And he's come up with something quite fun and unusual. And I kind of think maybe
like
I should
what?
Just... It's a lovely off-the-beaten-track place, restaurant that nobody's heard of, and he loves it. And it's...
Close to home?
Quite close to home.
Sweetheart, go!
But then I'm left with the problem at the end. What happens if there's a lunge?
Sweetheart, if there's a lunge, you can just... What's it? Oh, I was just going to ask you what his name was, but that's a pretty silly thing.
That would be really nice.
Let's just say that he's called John. You know, I would then, after the dinner, and you definitely have decided that, you know, you're not interested in anymore at this point in time, and you feel as if he is keen, I would just look at him and, you know, I'm even the type of person who might even put my hand on his cheek and I'd go, oh, John, I had such a wonderful evening. You're such a special person. And I'm so excited to have a new wonderful friend in my life.
Ooh.
And John might inside
go, wind out of his sails.
But you know what? A good friendship is better than nothing.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
And at the end of the day, if they want someone to...
Don't get me wrong. I would love to have this person as a friend.
Yeah,
I would
and sweetheart, but you only want to have him as a friend if he wants to be your friend.
True.
And if he's the kind of guy who doesn't want to be your friend, he wants to have something else, but you're not interested in anything else, then don't waste your time.
So do I make that clear before we have dinner?
No, darling, because you know what? You might be surprised. You might end up going to this dinner.
I don't think so.
Well, be open-minded.
Okay.
This
I'll
is
try.
Very probably going to be a really lovely friendship. Mm-hmm. Go with the frame of mind that you're having dinner with a friend. You've accepted to have dinner with a friend.
Yeah.
Don't think I've accepted to have dinner with someone who might think that we've got something romantic going on.
Just keep it simple.
Nowadays, I'm so sorry to say, but there's something a little bit mad, I would say, in the whole dating scene, because people think that just because they've had one dinner together, that means that they can kiss and go home and have sex. This is not how you... This is, to me, this takes away the real beauty of dating. The beauty of dating...
is the chase.
Is also getting to know someone. And I'm not saying that you need to wait 6 months before you jump into bed with someone, but it actually takes around 6 months to really get to know someone and enjoy being wooed. See what a man is. Let him slay dragons for you. Let him be romantic. Let him be what a man should be. Let him court you.
I totally agree with you.
Without there having to be any, just because I invited you out for three dinners means that you now have to come home with me.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really, you know, it's very confusing when you come out. This is not where I am at now, but I certainly felt when I came out of my marriage, right, okay, I'm free, I'm single, I need to get out there and see what's out there. And you tend to just go, I did loads of dating and I had loads of fun, but I always ended up thinking, oh God, no, how do I get rid of this person? And I think that's kind of a chapter that everybody has to go through. You have to kiss a few frogs to realize that you're not in a healthy place with dating.
But I also think, sweetheart,
I went through then a
sorry
year.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I'm just going to say, I also think that people have to remember that when you go out for dinner with someone, you're strangers. And I find it really bizarre how easy it is for a lot of people just to go home and sleep with strangers and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and that's done. But where's the beauty of this?
No,
you know, where is
totally
the romantic love about this?
I
think people have slightly forgotten that.
I think that's when you're not in tune with your own emotions.
100%.
Because for me... getting to that point with somebody, actually, it's not just a thing. It's actually it's a connection with somebody, and it's got to be meaningful and on the same level as they are. And it can't, it's absolutely horrible and unfulfilling. And
but darling, how
grosses me out, actually, at the thought of.
I think people also need to think about their children. Would you like your child, when your child comes of age, to give themselves to a complete stranger? Isn't their worth a little higher?
Absolutely.
And so I'm very much of the frame of mind that if I'm invited out on a date, I will absolutely in no way, shape or thought or form think that, you know, this date is going to end
absolutely
even
not.
In a kiss, because I'm having dinner with a stranger.
Well,
you know, once you've had 2, 3, 4, 5 dinners, then maybe on a rare exception, of course, you end up meeting someone and you end up falling madly in love after 45 minutes of having dinner. That's happened to me twice in my life, and I'm a mother of their children today. But you know, that is a very rare magical thing when sparks just happen with a person. The first moment that you have dinner together, and that is very, very special. But bar those couple of times, I've got to say that, you know, people, I treat them as strangers until I feel I get to know them.
And I also
think, not before I get to know them, would I want to be romantically involved with them.
I completely agree with you. And I also think there is a part of you that really needs to protect your own heart and mind and soul. Because if you give away too much of yourself to somebody who doesn't treat it properly, then you will end up feeling incredibly let down, spat out, rejected and hurt. And that's not a place that you or I can afford to be. I don't want to be in an emotional roller coaster with two little boys dependent on me. I don't 100%. Want to feel down because some man has let me down and it's rubbing off on my children. And I think 100%. That's why I keep everybody at arm's length now. I have a few really good friends that I hang out with and take me for nice dinners. But other than that, I'm afraid men are pretty much off the cards. I'm debating on whether to go for dinner with this lovely guy.
I definitely
see if
would.
I can
Why not?
Have another friend in my life. But
and
at
again,
the same
so if you
time,
think about it as a really off the beaten track, but a really phenomenal restaurant, go for the experience.
Yeah.
You know, this is about going and having a delicious experience with a lovely adult that you can put back down into your memory bank. This is not about finding, you know.
Well, I'll report back. When I've made my decision, I will report back. I'm in two minds because the one thing I hate to do is lead somebody up the garden path.
But darling, you're not. This is what's crazy. Yes, this is why dating has got so polluted. By saying yes to a dinner means that you're leading someone up the garden path.
It's very different the way that men and women think. Men are very simple in the fact that they think if you accept a dinner party, a dinner invitation, that you might be interested in them.
That you've accepted to go under their duvet cover with them as
well. Not necessarily their duvet cover, but it's the first step to potentially forming something with them, you know, and making something.
They can form something when they've earned it, I think.
Absolutely.
But I also
if you give people the red, you know, the not the red
flag,
the green light, then you are giving out a signal that you want to develop things more and take it from
bumping
into each other.
You're saying, I find you interesting. Yes, I'll have dinner with you.
Okay, so my.
But at this point in time, I don't know whether my interest is in your brain, whether my interest is in your kindness, whether my interest is in you as a whole package, because I don't know you, because we're complete strangers.
Yeah, agreed. But I think for me, it's also about not having to deal with then somebody's disappointment when you don't go for the second dinner. And I've had that a few times where I've gone for the first dinner. I've thought, I'm going to give somebody the opportunity. You know, they are lovely. I do like hanging out. And then it's come to the second invitation and you say no, and they say, thanks very much. Goodbye then.
Okay,
and it's a real, you know, but you've hurt somebody.
Yeah,
and
but
I don't
also
like
think
having
this is
to
men's
deal with that.
Egos that are just sometimes, you know, it's ridiculous to expect.
I mean,
just
I
because
have to
you
tell
say
you,
yes to two dinners, darling.
The few
that
dinners
that means that you have to give smooches here and there. I
okay,
mean,
well, the few dinners I've had in the last, and I've probably had a handful in the last year. I have had to let down the other side in a major way after just having a couple of dinners, and it just feels horrible. It feels really horrible. I don't want to take it on board.
Yeah, but you know what's really funny? So I had some friends trying to set me up with someone a couple of months ago, and it was really funny because I remember really looking forward for this dinner, and you know, the prospect of meeting someone that might be right for you, and especially when it's two of your very, very closest, oldest friends who think that this person might be great, if nothing else as a friend.
Yeah.
So I was really excited, and it was completely and utterly hysterical because he was absolutely not my type in any way, shape, or form, really sweet. And we had a very nice dinner. Luckily, it was a bigger dinner party, so there were lots of other people there. But I just remember thinking, really, really nice to meet you. But, you know, we don't have to see each other again.
Yeah.
But I don't go in thinking, just because my girlfriends are trying to set me up with someone, that I owe this person anything.
No, of course not. But I mean, that's also much, much more relaxed. This is a chance meeting. Go for a big group dinner party than a one-on-one.
But darling, I think it's the same whether it's a one-on-one. You know, if I'm invited for dinner with a man one-on-one, you know, unless, you know, it's someone that I... You know, you've got to be very physically attracted to someone. That's number one. I think,
right? Well, I'm
you know
not.
That is.
So I think that's.
I think
answer.
That is super attracted. Yeah. Super important. But you know, then once you get to know someone, that's the real impact. You know, as you know.
But I think you've hit the nail on the head. Actually, it's all about your gut feeling before you accept the invitation, and I don't have that. That passion, that
no, but the
excitement.
Thing is, the thing and is so I, that you can be really surprised. Because
so
you know,
do you know what I'm going to do?
I've met a couple of very,
I'm
going to
make it a group dinner. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to make it a group dinner, and
but
then
you know
there's
what's
no pressure.
Very interesting also, the whole psychology of meeting someone, being very physically attracted to them, but then you don't really like their personality.
That's true.
But then there's also the situations of meeting someone that you might not think is physically your type, but then all of a sudden their personality melts your heart and soul.
True. That's true.
And so, you know, I think it's really important never to judge a book by its cover,
yeah,
always to be really
absolutely
open-minded. But again, if you say yes to a dinner, remember you're saying yes to a dinner.
Absolutely.
You're not saying yes to a kiss. You're not saying yes to
but,
sleeping
know,
with them. You're just saying yes to a dinner.
People get very excited. And I think you can't control other people's excitement. But I think you're absolutely right. I think it has to be... how you feel, what your connection has been like, what's led to the dinner invitation, in the first place, and your gut instinct to how you want to move forward with it. And actually, in this case, how I want to move forward with it is purely friendship. So rather than be on the spot and have a dinner, I'm going to suggest a group dinner.
I think that is such a great idea.
And
I'll come and join you.
Yeah, perfect.
Let's do it next week.
Brilliant.
But, you know, then I remember you telling me about this other guy who you showed me a picture of, who's very, very handsome and good looking. And I can also see you, you know, as, you know, if someone like him were to invite you out, again, absolutely say yes and just kind of be a question mark because you have no idea.
Zero chemistry. He is probably one of the most handsome men I've met in a very long time, and I have no butterflies. It's really odd.
Isn't it
interesting?
I just don't. Either it's there or it's not there.
And believe me, most women would be delighted.
For sure. For sure.
And I was invited a couple of times to do things, and I haven't gone yet because I'm still not thinking that there's any...
But darling heart, do you like him as a person?
Very much so.
So why not go as a friend?
Yeah.
And you know, if it makes you feel better because you're so adorable and you carry a conscience that is, I think, maybe too heroic in many ways. Simply because, darling, you're
so
sweet.
I just don't
want
to have the
Sophie,
the
you are so
adorable. Dealing with somebody
you're
that
so
you've
adorable.
Let down.
You're so adorable. Because to even go in thinking that something is expected of you before you've even put a fork into a potato is like...
Should I tell you, actually what it boils down to? This is the real truth behind it, is actually, if I can get myself financially secure and independent with my children in a lovely, safe, happy home environment, unless Mr. Tick a Few Boxes walks in my door, I am not interested in having somebody rescue me or come into my life. I'd rather focus my attention on the things that really matter to me in this time of my life. And they are my children, my job, my
friends.
Career, my friends. And those are the things that make me so happy and so grounded and so fulfilled.
Yep.
I really don't want anything else. And it's got to be really good to want to let it in.
The guy's got to really come and basically elevate.
Yeah.
what is already a fabulous thing. And if they don't come and contribute an extraordinary new dynamic and become a real gift to every aspect of your life, I totally understand why you are happy spending your time and embracing your energy on these things.
Also and it's also about, you know, surrounding yourself by people you know and trust and love and have your back, and you have those. Now you have theirs. And I have to say, a couple of the dates have been so horrible ending-wise, where you've had to say, you know, actually, I don't think we're going to have a second dinner. Why not? Because I can just see this as a friendship. And the response you get is so vile. It's like, I actually don't want to put myself up for that negativity.
But I'm really surprised that you have those confrontations. There's something that's being a little bit misunderstood before you're having the dinner then, obviously, because then it seems as if the people, the men who are asking you for dinner, are already expecting a lot more.
I think it's a lot to do with ego, honestly. There's nothing that
That's a type of man, darling, because a normal...
That is a type of man.
It is a type of man, because I find that, you know, in the dates that I've had, I don't feel that anyone has ever expected anything. They might hope for something, but, you know, I don't think that there are any false expectations.
I think it's an ego thing. I think the people that have behaved that way do not like the fact that it's not going to go their way, and they don't like the rejection, and therefore they're not horrible, but they just shove a load of negativity your way, want it.
You know what you might then start saying to these people is like, when they ask you for dinner, I'd love to go and have a cozy, friendly dinner.
Mm. Yeah, another
way. But darling heart, because then you're being super honest. I'd love to go and have
I think
a cozy, friendly dinner. Yeah. And then you don't have to worry about the consequences.
I absolutely agree with you. And I think really the way forward for me, I feel the most comfortable in a group setting. I have more fun with a mixture of people, not one-on-one, no pressure, no expectations, no, you know, grey area, and just have fun. That's all I really want to do. And my downtime, which is so precious to me, I don't want to waste it on a negative experience. And I guess that's where I'm at.
I love that. So let's plan to have a group dinner very soon.
Let's plan it. I can't wait.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks, guys. The little roundup from us this week, and wishing you all the best for a happy week ahead.
We will see you next week. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.